Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist here in Southern California. But I have been a glitter and rainbow girl for going back as far as I can remember. My specialty is actually working with the LGBTQIA, the BDSM, and the kink communities. Just so you know, you are not alone out there. So, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I love my clients. I love who I get to deal with, and I love helping all kinds of people. So we really need at this time a little bit of fun, a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of things to bring you a smile, maybe a giggle to your heart. So what I want you to do is the same thing that we do at the beginning of every show. I'm going to be changing this up a little bit, but we're going to go back to this for right now. So make sure you're in a very safe place. That means not driving. So I want you to get comfortable. And in that safe place, take a deep breath. Hold it in. And exhale with a smile. Yeah. You know, just get all that oxygen flowing. Just wanted to start out the show just really quick, just to remind you to keep the show going. I do have a Patreon page with some great perks on there, including some shout outs and some swag. And I also want to thank the Bambit app because they have a great deal right there going on, you know, for new clients. And I'd like to thank Tamiza's Treats for their support too. So as we move through the summer, start working towards the fall, but right now we are in the middle of summer. Some things have changed a lot in some areas, and some things it's gotten worse for people in other areas. With this virus, it just kind of keeps going up and down, depending on where you live and whether people are actually paying attention and cooperating. Every state has the people that do and don't, but today, I want to teach you some really fun ways to de-stress. Yes, because we all need to de-stress. And the two big ones that I'm going to teach you are basically stuff that you can do in your car. You can do them so no one sees you do it. I have taught kids how to do this in classes. I have taught adults to do this while they're in meetings. I have personally done these a million times because, you know, we have this stress that is happening now, but we also just have our day-to-day stress. You know, you're stuck in traffic. Maybe you're stuck in a really boring meeting and your mind's sort of wandering. And, you know, we have these things that happen on a day-to-day basis, whether there's anything going on the outside world. So we might as well learn how to do these. And we need ways to de-stress. We really do. I teach one of the things that I love to teach. We kind of call it mindfulness. And there are so many interpretations of mindfulness. To me, it's bringing you back to yourself, to the moment. So you're not thinking about what you should have done in the past, and you're not thinking about what you should be doing in the future, because those things aren't right now. You need to be centered in the moment. This is the most important thing. People miss the little fun things because they're so worried about what happened in the past. You know, reworking it over in your head like we all do. Or you start doing your after work shopping list while you're doing 10 other things. We tend to call it multitasking. And in actuality, it's just getting you off of what you're doing now. And you may be missing something huge in your life by not paying attention to what's happening right now. The little things, you know, every time, you know, one of our dogs does something funny, every time your child does something amazing, you don't want them to go, did you see that? Did you see that? And you just go, nope, sorry, thinking about something else. Or if you're in school, or whether that's online or in person, or you're in a meeting and somebody calls your name. We've all been there. Somebody calls your name and you have no idea what they're talking about because you were either in the past or in the future, but you just weren't there. So here's what we're going to do. This very first one, it's the way I started my show last week. It's the way I plan on starting it and ending it from now on, because you can't do this without smiling. You just can't. I have tried. I have taught this to people. And it just makes you smile, makes you giggle a little bit. And what better thing to happen? So, yes, if you know it, do it with me. This is one of those things that you can do in the car, but only if you're like stuck in traffic. Only if you're not moving. Other than that, you know, we don't do anything while we're driving. We don't. Because the last thing you want to do while you're driving is realize that, you know, you just closed your eyes. So there'll be no eye closing while we're doing this. So if you're in a nice, safe place, and nobody has to see you do this. This is why I like this one a lot, because it brings you back, but really nobody has to see you doing it. So whether you got your shoes on or your shoes off, doesn't really matter. I'm a shoe off kind of girl. But so let's wiggle your toes. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle all those piggies. Wiggle those toes. Now wiggle your butt. Come on, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I know you can wiggle your butt. Come on. And I have never seen somebody wiggle their butt without smiling. And now I want you to breath. And as you exhale, say something to yourself like, I got this. It's going to be okay. We're almost home. I don't care. Some affirmation, little affirmation here and there that will get you through, you know, if you're stuck in traffic. And, you know, if you want to make a big deal about it, move your whole body while you're shaking your buns and while you're moving your shoulders. Come on, get into it. And, you know, so what you've done in those, just those little moves, you have loosened up your ankles and kind of moved your legs a little bit. You have wiggled your butt, so you have now loosened your core, because we like to do that. And as you take a deep breath, if you've got a little bit of extra time, and nobody's really paying too much attention to you, and like I said, you're in that safe place, what you do is I actually will also roll my head one way, then roll my head the other way. Because now you've got that too. Isn't that, you know, you've loosened your whole entire body. You're no longer stressed. I mean, you're still stuck in traffic, but honestly, you feel a lot better. And the other thing about, you know, the raising of your shoulders when you take that deep breath and exhale. As we work during the day, we have a tendency of turning into turtles. And what that means is while you're typing, you can be at home, you can be at work, you can be anywhere. But the more you're concentrating and the more you're typing, your shoulders go up and up and your head goes down. And you don't realize that you're totally locked into this position. So by lowering those shoulders and doing that, you've now just like popped your head out. And now the blood is flowing. Because while your head is scrunched down there, there's very little blood flowing to your brains. We need your brains flowing. So if you don't want anybody to see you do this in a meeting, school, church, wherever you may decide to do it, you know, you can wiggle your toes inside your shoes. And, you know, if you can't fully wiggle your butt, you could at least squeeze your buns in a little bit. And then, you know, just take that deep breath. You're allowed to take deep breaths no matter where you are. So you don't have to be gigantic, but you can take a deep breath and just blow. And as you exhale, just tell yourself, I got this. That's my favorite. I always just tell myself, I've got this. And you have to say it like you believe it. Because if you say, yeah, I got this, you don't believe it. And if you're saying it to yourself and you don't believe it, then the rest of your body's not going to believe it either. It's kind of one of those interesting things where you put stuff out into space, you know, out into the ether, and you know, you want to project positive. You know, when I tell you to exhale with a smile, that's projecting that positive energy right out. When you say one of those affirmations at the end of an exhale, you know, breathe out that, you know, that affirmation and mean it. Even if you're just saying it in your head, mean it and go, I've got this. We're almost done. And you're right back centered where you need to be. That's one of those things where it's really important to keep you centered. That's actually, you know, one of my most favorite of those. Thank you, Mr. Roger Moore, who lets me use that because it's my favorite. The next one is also one that you can do in your car, preferably while you're parked. Like I said, you know, I don't recommend that you do a lot of this while you're driving. You need to keep your mind on the road. You need to keep your mind where you're going. The funny thing about hypnosis is that I have had people tell me they never get into hypnosis. They have tried. No one can hypnotize me. My mind is stronger than you. And I'm like, okay, all right. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever gotten home from work, movies, date night, wherever you're at? You've gotten home and you realized you don't remember how you got here. Your car got here and you got home safely. But do you remember how you got home? That is called road hypnosis. It happens a lot to long distance drivers, long distance truckers, things like that. But it can also happen if you're tired and you're not paying attention. Because your brain shuts off and your subconscious takes over. Your subconscious knows how to get home, which is fine. But does your subconscious know when the car stops in front of you? I have actually been told by officers that you can tell when a person is in auto hypnosis or whether they're paying attention when they're in an accident on whether you see screech marks, whether you see tire tread. Because if you're paying attention and your brain is focusing, then you will see, you know, you'll see those marks because you hit the brakes and, you know, you're leaving tread. People who are in autopilot, there's no brake marks. Think about that. You're driving and you don't remember how you got there. Well, right there, I can tell you, you have been in hypnosis many, many times. We do a lot of stuff in autopilot, unfortunately. So the idea of the breathing and the de-stressing is, and the mindfulness is to get you back to here, to center. The next thing, like I said, you can do it in the car. Don't really, you know, I'm always worried telling people they can do stuff in the car because I don't want you doing it while you're driving. If you're that stressed while you're driving and you just need to take a quick breather, pull over. There are those, you know, in every freeway, most roads, there are signs. If you're stressing out so bad that you have a death grip on the steering wheel, then, you know, maybe it's a good thing to pull over for a minute, start breathing again, center yourself, know that it's going to be okay, you know, and that gives you that chance to take control again. When it comes to something as important as driving, we want to make sure that your consciousness is in control, not your subconsciousness. Okay, so let's get to this last one. There are many, many, many ways to do this. For a quick, very quick, I call it the 3-2-1. Okay, so the quick one is the 3-2-1. So you're sitting there and you're going, okay, name me, look around really quick. Three things that you can see around you immediately, just three things that you can see around you. Now, two things that you can hear. Can you hear outside noises, inside noises? Weird noises that you've never thought of before? And then I want you to find, if you need to, one thing that you absolutely know. Point of fact, absolutely know it. And make sure that whatever you say that you absolutely know, make sure that you believe it. It can be honest. It can be funny. I had a client that I said, okay, now tell me one thing that you absolutely know. And he goes, I am amazing. And it was perfect. I was so excited because it was something that he truly believed and he was trying to get himself back to. So, you know, these are things that you can say in your head. Let's say you're in a meeting. You know, just kind of look around really quick, you know, and you're like, okay, I can see these three things. I can hear this over here. And even if what you're saying is, oh my God, this meeting is boring, that's fine. Because you know what that did? That just brought you right back to the meeting. That's where you want to be. So you kind of notice yourself kind of drifting off. We've all done it. We just kind of drift. And so I'm trying to get you back in there. And if you're thinking about something else, you know, then it'll bring you right back because they're short, you know. And if you're in a class and you're thinking the same thing, you can look around. If you're driving, who knows? You know, pull over to the side of the road. Look around really quick. Think of what you can hear. What can you see? Sometimes it's what can you can add in there. What can you touch? You know, just little things. And it takes your brain and it takes your mind and it puts you back into that wonderful focus. Like I said, with I use the phrase mindfulness, but I think sometimes it's overused. Because to some people, mindfulness is, you know, they think of it as more of a meditative thing. It's not. It's not that long. You know, with your mindfulness, all you're trying to do is help bring yourself back in focus so that you're listening and you're paying attention. You know, one of the things that I like to recommend is on your phone, set an alarm, like a little notification, and put it somewhere where you'll either hear it or feel it. If you're in a place where no noise, put your phone on vibrate. And the interesting thing is that on what will happen is you're going to feel that vibration and it's going to bring you right back, because then it's just like, okay, here's where I'm supposed to be. You know, if you can have the little gong or a little ding, that's also something that works to just snap you right back to where you need to be. These little things to just kind of, you know, work with you and work around you, you know, roll your neck if you get a chance. If you can only do one of these little things, you know, just you hear the vibration and just, you know, wiggle your toes, maybe wiggle your butt. I suggest, you know, if you've been sitting for more than 2 or 3 hours, get up and walk around, walk to the bathroom, go get a drink of water. Can always stay hydrated. Yeah, there's, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to just bring you back to the moment. And it's going to be a great moment. And then you can realize that you have been staring at the same page or picture or whatever for so long that you don't even remember why you're looking at it. If you're studying, I suggest minimum every hour. Definitely. And that's adults or kids. The nice thing is that these can all be taught to kids. I have taught these to high schoolers and grade schoolers and in-betweeners. And, you know, it's important whether you're in school trying to learn something or at work trying to learn something, that you use these for both. I love to suggest that parents and kids maybe do these together. You know, a couple times in the night, especially if, you know, kids are homeschooling or actually getting to go to school and they're studying and studying. And we all remember what it was like. You realize at a certain point, you've been staring at this page for like 20 minutes. You have no idea what's on it. So get yourself out of it. Go walk. Do what you need to do. Walk around the table a few times. Jog around the table. Jog around the house. Go get some water. It's always good. Like I said, stay hydrated. Because that's what you need. You're not going to remember anything just by staring at it. If you're at work and you're working on a report or something that takes a lot of concentration, I understand that. But what I also understand is that you're not going to be any more successful doing whatever job that is if you're not there, if you're concentrating on something else. You know, we spend most of our time, like I said, either in the past, reworking that conversation. What should I have said? Well, it's too late. You didn't say it, so quit worrying about it. Or we're making our mental shopping list, our mental to-do list. What we're doing this weekend, what we're doing in a month, what... Okay, but those aren't here. that's not where you want to be. The easiest way to get stuff done is to stay focused. So I think for some people, saying mindfulness, we could almost say it's a matter of refocusing. As far as, you know, one of the things with the 3-2-1s has also been called a stop method. So when you're doing this, you want to just stop what you're doing. Absolutely stop what you're doing. Get in that comfortable position. Just wherever you need that comfortable position to be, on a couch, on a floor, in a chair, doesn't matter. And take those few deep breaths. In through your nose, out through your mouth. You know, and with each one, just slow it down. Slow it down. And let your body settle into that natural rhythm where your heartbeat and your breath become one. Right there, you're halfway there. And now start to kind of look around. So the O is for observe. Observe your body. Think about it. You kind of do a walk through your body. And start at the top and slowly walk through your body and see where does it feel tense? Are you noticing any particular place where that tension's holding out? You may have never noticed that before. Where is your body holding the tension? Where is it holding tightness? Include your face. You know, we have these where you're squinting. Maybe you need better glasses. Or, you know, just release your jaw. Kind of roll that jaw around. It's important. Be aware of how you're feeling emotionally. Are you fine with what you're doing? Are you frustrated, aggravated, enraged, mad? I mean, find that sense and realize how you're feeling emotionally is attacking how you're feeling in your person. So are you feeling upset about something and you're noticing that that's adding tension to your neck? Is that adding tension to your lower back? Continue to kind of keep walking down. And when you get to a certain place, kind of ask yourself, are you feeling okay there mentally? Are you feeling okay there physically? If one of those two are off, kind of try to figure out why. What happened, probably during the day, that made that area tense up or made you feel that way? You've probably never considered that how you feel emotionally attacks your body. If you're feeling bad, your whole body's feeling bad. One of the things that I like to tell people when they're doing the wiggle your butt and to exhale with a smile is because it is pretty impossible to feel two strong emotions at the same time. It is really hard to be crying and laughing. It's possible, but harder to be crying and laughing at the same time, or to be really mad and hearing a joke. So where would you rather be? I know personally, I would rather be in the smiling and the laughing. But, you know, we don't want to stay in those, you know, those negative emotions. So we're trying to get out of those negative emotions. So, you know, take that where you're, you know, feeling where it is and observe. Like for the first time, observe, you know, where everything in your body, how it's feeling. Isn't that great? you can actually tell your body to stop. That's right. Stop. You don't need that anymore. That's one of the great things that I do when I do hypnosis. One of the things that we can do is we help you learn how to do these things to, you know, remove an emotion. Or maybe if you don't want to remove it, just temporarily stick it somewhere else. You know, we just need to kind of shove it back there. Because putting a Band-Aid on things never works. But if we have to, we can temporarily kind of move things to the back a little bit. But it's that moment of noticing, you know, how your body feels. How are your emotions? And it's good if you're working with kids. If they say, you know, my stomach hurts, or I have a headache, or, you know, whatever the situation may be, ask them exactly where it is. Where does it hurt? Do you know why it hurts there? And what does that hurt look like? I know. Did you know that hurts can have a color? An emotion. They can have an opinion. They can be a shape, any shape. It's up to you. I love working with kids a lot because if I ask them the shape or the color, or if they need an extra guardian to help them through something, or an anchor for protection. And I'll go, so who do you see? And kids are fabulous. Kids will have you, you know, it's like, it's a Ninja Turtle. It's a Powerpuff Girl. It's a pet. Maybe it's a toy that they know that when they can picture that they're protected. And, you know, where kids need to be protected, adults need to be protected too. You know, last week I discussed having essential oils, just a little thing of an essential oil, because that essential oil, when you smell it, can take you to that happy place, can take you to that memory. And all of these things work together to get us through the day. They absolutely get us through the day. And we don't want to be down all day. Oh, my Lord, no. So, you know, think of funny. Something funny. Have on your phone, if you only get a chance to, like, glance down at it for a second. Is there a picture of a pet? Is there a picture of a place that you love to go? From maybe a past vacation? Is there a person that when you see that person's face, even if it's on a picture, kind of, you know, give you the ooze? Those are perfect. Those are things that get you out of your mindset and bring you back to where you want to be. It's the greatest thing. Oh, the last part of this stop is P for proceed. So that means that you want to kind of talk to yourself and go, what's the most important thing for me to do right now? If you're going to keep going, you know, what do you need right now? Do you need to just step away from the entire situation where it's at? Do you need to proceed with caution? Maybe all you need is just a little, you know, walk around the table and a glass of water. But you know, actually think about what is it that you need at the moment. We all will all need different things. We'll all need different things. You know, acknowledge that this is the time for you to do that. This is the time for you to take care of you. The first thing I tell people, most important thing is to take care of you. It's like when you're on a plane and, you know, the air masks come down. They tell you, take care of you first and then take care of those that need you. Well, it works that way in daily life too, because you may not be in a plane, but you still might be crashing. So take care of you first. What is it that you need? You need 10 minutes by yourself. You know, lock yourself in the bathroom. Lock yourself in your car. I have had some wonderful clients. I see all of my clients now online. And it's important that I see them online because it's a little bit safer now with everything going on. But it's just as effective, works just as well. You know, you get everything taken care of that you may want to for that particular session. But I tell people to find a calm place for them, because the most important thing is that it's just the two of us, that it's just us. And we don't want, you know, kids coming in or pets coming in or anything like that. And I have had clients do their session in their car. Front seat, back seat, doesn't matter. The safest, quietest place for them to do a session is in your car. If you don't have a room that you can lock, you know, I've never done a session with somebody sitting in the bathroom, but sometimes that's your only quiet place. Depending on how big your family is, it may not be that quiet. So, you know, find a place that's yours, that's quiet for 5 minutes, to take into consideration what it is that you need. You know, do you need to hide cookies in the middle of the armrest in the car so that when you're out there breathing, you're sneaking a little here and there? I have no problem with that. Don't overdo it, but I have no problem with that. You know, these times are crazy, and this virus has shut down how we interact with people. And we need to have these skills. And I worry a lot about our first responders. You know, all the stuff that they're holding on to and they're hanging on to. You know, we have teachers that are worried about what are they going to do with their students. We have people now going through, you know, bereavement. Maybe they've lost somebody. Or even worse than that, is survivor guilt. Why them and not me? We were in the same place. And with all of these things over and over that we deal with on a daily basis, you gotta have a way of just bringing it back down. Just bringing it back down. I have a couple of longer relaxing techniques, de-stressing techniques, that I'll have on my website. You know, where you all know that you can always find me there on the Whispering Zen. The Whispering Zen is my hypnosis site. They will be on the Whispering Zen hypnosis site because that's very important. And I have some free downloads on there. But they'll also be on the Hypno Fairy Godmother website. And there's things that you can copy down. I have little meditation recordings. You know, these are just little things that you can stick on your phone. listen, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. It seems like, it's funny with 5 minutes, it can either seem like 30 seconds or 2 hours. I have told people I have a 5 minute recording for them to listen to, and I guarantee it will make them feel better. And you hear people go, I don't have 5 minutes. Well, I look at that in the same way I was once told, if you don't need to meditate, if you don't have the time to meditate for 5 minutes, you need an hour. And I believe that. So you're allowed, whether you're a parent, a teacher, a first responder, nurses, doctors, it doesn't matter. You're allowed 5 minutes to help with your mental health. And yes, I'm going back to you, to your mental health. What's more important than that? You know, right now, it's so important to take care of you. And I will have these on there. You know, I'll list them out. I actually had made little cards for a group of students that I was working with that had just like wiggle, 3, 2, 1, stop. Just little stuff like that, that were like codes. And as soon as they saw them, that's it. It was perfect because it jogged their memory on what they were supposed to be doing. And they could just immediately go into it. You know, have that little piece of paper back of your cell phone or on the front of your cell phone, wherever you need to have it. But, you know, with most of these, you're taking a minute. With some of the longer ones, you may take 5. If, you know, when I have new clients come in, I teach them self-hypnosis. And I do that because sometimes you just need to know how to relax your whole self. And no, that doesn't take away from the work that we do together. It actually helps improve it because you know what you need to do to help you when we're not together. Not that, you know, I wouldn't love to see you every day. But sometimes when you're dealing with, you know, different clients and different clients have different schedules, and I want you to know that there are ways that you can calm your breathing down. If you're having a hard time sleeping, you know, there are so many ways to just slow down. Slow down. And once you slow your brain down, you know, actually, the way it usually works is you slow your breathing down and you're concentrating on your breathing. And then you notice that your heart's in rhythm with your breathing. And whatever you were thinking about is no longer there. It's no longer there. You just shut your eyes and you get to start fresh. That's the thing that we need, because we also know that the best way to heal yourself is by sleep. Sleep is so important, kind of like hydration and breathing. Like I said, right now I've mostly been working with my clients online because it is just as effective and safer. Another thing that I do is I have a podcast that's called The Midweek Mindfulness. And I'm actually, right now, they're usually on my Facebook page, but I will have those so you can actually download those too. Because, you know, with that one, I'm taking you on a journey. It's just the two of us. Doesn't matter how many people are listening. It's just the two of us. And we're together and I'm taking you on a journey that just lets your whole body slide and relax. So in that case, you actually need about 30 minutes instead of like the 5. But I guarantee it is totally worth this. So, you know, take note of your mental state. If you need that extra help, there are free online services in every city, every county. You know, find those. If you can't, you know, find those free online services if that's what you need. I hold nobody, you know, I'm not one of those people that goes, no, you have to come to me. No, you have to take care of you. I would love for you to come to me, but, you know, sometimes that's what happens. And if you can find help immediately that's in your budget and can get you going, then please, please go do it. So today, you know, we talked a lot about mindfulness. I love mindfulness. I use it as part of my hypnosis practice. I use it as part of my daily life. I'm forever telling people to just breathe. Just for me. You know, on other shows, I've taught you how to breathe. If you need a little bit of refreshing, we can do that too. You know, it's always breathe from your abdomen, never breathe from your chest. Because you want to have those full lungs. And that way, if you start to have some sort of panic attack, it's not going to happen as far as you actually have air. Panic attacks happen faster if you don't have air in your lungs, because now you're not only panicking about what you thought was going to happen, now you're panicking because you can't breathe. So remember, while you're practicing and while you're showing your kids or your family or whoever, you know, have your hand on your stomach, breathe out, fill that thing up, and then just when you exhale, when you exhale, you exhale every bit of that air. And it'll become a cycle. And you'll go, I never realized how great this was. How about that? You know, you've got that. Remember, at any point, you can find me online. I am on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Pinterest. I am starting to download some of the videos and mindfulness on a couple other platforms. So as soon as I have that straightened out, I will tell you where you can go to download, you know, these free little mindfulnesses or these free little breathing exercises, which is perfect. So, you know, if you just want to send me a comment, you can always email me, hypnofairygodmothershow@yahoo.com. I tried to make it really easy for you. Remember to tell all your friends about the show. Next week, I have a really great guest that you're going to love to death. So, but remember, tell your friends to tune in. Tell them about the show, that, you know, what you're learning, what you're finding out, what you're seeing. And we're going to end the show like we always do. And we're just going to, okay, safe place, safe place. All right. Get in that safe, comfortable place. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Exhale with a smile. And, you know, have a great week. Have a great day. Have a great week. I hope I will see you next week in this same time and on this same channel. And when all else fails, wiggle your butt. I'll see you next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.